And on the line now, I have Darragh Stewart, who is Programme Manager with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, which is the SEAI. Good morning, Darragh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the launch of the Enhanced Energy Building Rating, which is going to help homeowners improve the energy efficiency. But before we go down that road, will you just remind dear listeners what the SEAI is all about?
Well, the SEAI is the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, and I think most people are familiar with the SEAI grants that SEAI has to assist homeowners in improving the energy efficiency of their home. But it looks at all aspects of energy. The SEAI carries out research and helps business and the public sector as well to improve energy performance.
Okay, so tell us now about the building energy rating, and was a report done on this, I believe.
Yeah, so the building energy rating certificate is an energy rating of your home, so it's very much like the energy label that you would see on an appliance. So it rates the energy performance of your home from a G, which indicates very poor energy performance, to an A, which indicates very good energy performance. And the energy rating then takes account of the energy used for the space and water heating and lighting and ventilation. So along with the energy rating, you get an advisory report, and that advisory report gives you information on how to improve your BEU or improve the energy performance of your home, and that advisory report has recently been updated.
Okay, and can you give us a few hints if people want to improve their energy bill?
Yeah. So if somebody is contemplating carrying out energy upgrades on their home, or would like to know some more information on how their home is currently performing, the building energy rating is a really good place to start. So the advisory report that you get will tell you how your home is currently performing. It'll identify the priority areas that should be improved, and it sets out a roadmap then to assist homeowners to improve their home to a B2 rating or better. And a B2 home would be much more comfortable and would typically be cheaper to run, so it would have lower energy bills. And the roadmap sets out a very simple three-step approach, which would start with prioritizing the levels of insulation in your home, so looking at your roof and your walls first, and provide advice on how to improve those, replacing windows and doors. And then once you have really good insulation levels in your home, looking at the systems in your home and replacing inefficient systems with much more efficient systems, such as, for example, a heat pump, energy efficient lighting, and then if you have mechanical ventilation, looking at that as well to get really good energy efficient systems in the home. And then the last step then would be looking at renewables, so photovoltaics for generating electricity or solar thermal systems for heating hot water.
Okay, and the BER is very important for people who are about to sell their homes. Is that correct?
That's right. So a building energy rating certificate is required by law when a home is being offered for sale or for let. So a lot of people would be very familiar with seeing the building energy rating displayed in property advertisements, and it's a requirement to display that rating as part of the advertisement. There are some exemptions to that. So, for example, if the building is a protected structure, you're not required to have a BER, but you can still get a building energy rating if you want to learn more about the energy performance of your home. And really, I think the message that we're trying to get across here is that it's very useful information tool, and if you're planning any upgrades to get a BER, and not just to wait until your home is being offered for sale.
Yeah, and I know we very rarely meet our climate targets, and we're being fined by Europe year in, year out. Will this help the Climate Action Plan, for instance?
Yeah, this is support the meeting the targets in the Climate Action Plan. So there's targets to have 500,000 homes to a B2, and to increase the number of heat pumps in homes as well. And the recommendations and the roadmap set out in the advisory report will assist homeowners in understanding how to achieve that.
Okay, and is there grants available for these upgrades, for instance, for heat pumps, or what's the story there? Do people have to pay?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are grants available for insulation. There's grants available as well for heat pumps and for renewable systems. So typically, any house built before 2006 would be eligible for grants for insulation. And for the renewables for PV, homes built before 2011. But all that, the information on grants is provided on our website.
And what's the website?
www.sai.ie.
That's very straightforward, sai.ie. So if people want to get involved with this, is all the information available on that website, or is there a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's on the website, there all the information on the grants available are there. And under the home energy section, if you want to learn a bit more about building energy ratings and the new advisory report, you can go into the home energy section of the SEI website and you get lots of information there.
And is the advisory report available at the moment, or is it still?
Yeah, it's the updated advisory report has been available since last week. So if you get a building energy rating certificate from last week onwards, you'll be getting the new format advisory report.
Okay, and I see here Dara O'Brien today is very pleased to support this whole BER report.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, we just encourage anyone who's looking for information about how their home is performing or would like more information on how to improve the energy performance of the home, it's a really good idea to get a BER assessor out to your home and assess that, and then use the advisory report then to help you plan upgrades.
Okay, and it's www.seai.ie. Okay, Dara, listen, thank you very much for taking the call. And
thanks a lot.
Hopefully, listeners will get involved with this whole BER.
Great, thank
you. Okay, thank you, Dara. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, that was Dara Stewart, our Programme Manager with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. And it's seai.ie if you want any more music.